Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
Not exactly breaking news, but Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack at the recent American Farm Bureau Convention talked about a lot of the resources being shoveled out the door by USDA that should help U.S. agriculture, including significant monies for rural America when it comes to broadband.
You know, we've been talking about infrastructure improvements in this country for at least 10 years or more. We finally got the job done, and part of that is to provide more additional resources for the expansion of broadband, meaningful broadband, the ability for broadband to actually have the upload and download speeds that will equip you as producers and your members as producers the opportunity to fully utilize precision agriculture. We announced recently a $1.5 billion set of awards that are forthcoming. We've already had 105 awards in 37 states, but we're going to continue to do more in that space. The infrastructure bill, the Infrastructure Investment Jobs Act, provides an additional $2 billion for USDA. So over the course of 2022, you're going to see additional announcements concerning the availability of those resources to significantly improve broadband access. Now, that goes along with the other $63 billion that's provided to other departments of government to expand access to broadband, much of which will occur in rural and remote areas.
The secretary also made a pitch regarding climate smart agriculture, saying it's something we've got to do together.
This is not something which is top down. This is really a bottom up effort. We know that it's important for us to fund pilots and demonstration projects because we don't know everything we need to know. And through pilots and demonstration projects, we can encourage farmers to come together, establish climate smart practices, establish those climate smart commodities, and do it in a way that makes sense on the ground. We know that it has to be voluntary and it has to be incentive-based. It can't be regulated. And we know that it has to be reflective of the diversity of American agriculture. It has to also provide support and help for early adopters and not penalize them. And we know that it has to be available to producers of all sizes and all methods and all locations and all types of production. So we're excited about this opportunity. We announced last year the establishment of a fund. We want to make sure that you all understand. Zippy gave me this bit of advice before I walked out today. He said, make sure that folks understand and appreciate where the resources are coming from. The resources for these demonstration pilots are going to come from the Commodity Credit Corporation, but they're not going to come at the expense of anything we need to do to ensure performance and implementation of Title I. I want to be absolutely clear about this.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack at last week's American Farm Bureau Convention talking about his efforts in climate-smart agriculture. You've got farm news on Ron.
Cattlemen, make plans to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting Thursday, January 27th at the Embassy Suites Northwest, Oklahoma City, starting at 9 a.m. Hear updates from Congressman Frank Lucas and Adria Berry with the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. Then work with fellow cattle producers to review and set policy important to the well-being of the beef cattle business here in Oklahoma. Have your voice heard at the state capitol as well as in Washington. Learn more about the OCA Winter Policy Meeting by going to okcattlemen.org.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.